government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 23rd, 2016. We're in hour two of the broadcast. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And before I get into the news, I had an email was wanting to know how can they bully farmers to where they don't have any recourse. I'll answer that briefly. One is, if the farmers go to the media, their contracts that buy their milk because of publicity will abandon them. They will stop buying their milk, which, of course, has the potential to bankrupt them. And the other thing is, the workers that are supposed to be who you go to in problems like this in the government, say if you create a hysteria to where people will feel like, you know, milk is not safe or whatever, then you could be liable for lawsuits. So it is the farmer is the punching bag of all time. He loses every single time. And that's why some of the gentlemen I spoke to on this, they're ready just to sell their farms and let the developers have it or whatever and forget it because they can't pass it on to their children because the rules and the regulations and the manipulation and the coercion. And it is a sad, sad day in this country to sit back and see a government that's gotten so corrupt, so bloated and so corrupt that they're actually bent on the complete destruction of the family farm, and they have pretty much successfully done it. I mean, you can ride around and see where they used to be the farm, and the plight of the local farmer is an unsung hero, and more should be done to throw some light on the situation. We'll just have to see where that goes from here. But I wanted to mention this. Now, if you're outside North Carolina, this may not mean as much to you as those living here. But, of course, this was all the news this past week, and I'm reading this from CNN. The 2017 National Basketball Association All-Star Game will move from Charlotte, North Carolina, because of the state's controversial transgender bathroom law, the league announced Thursday. The only thing that makes it controversial is that the media continually fans this flame. The league said it would make an announcement about where the February game would now be played. The NBA said it hopes that the 2019 game can be in Charlotte, provided there is an appropriate resolution to this matter. Now, all of you living in other states, if you don't know the deal, HB2... the legislature passed a law that you have to go in the bathroom in public restrooms. You have to use the restroom of your birth certificate. Okay, the limp-wristed bunch of fags in Charlotte had passed, their city council had passed a resolution that you could go in whatever bathroom. So the state legislature made this a statewide law. Now, if you own a business, you can do whatever, but these are public restrooms. Governor Pat McCrory slammed the decision. The sports and entertainment elite, Attorney General Roy Cooper, and the liberal media have for months misrepresented. And I wish they'd quit saying liberal media and just call it like it is, the Jewish media, because that's what it is. So I'm going to replace it. And the Jewish media have for months misrepresented our laws and maligned the people of North Carolina, simply because most people believe boys and girls should be able to use school bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers without the opposite sex present. The governor said left-wing special interest groups have no moral authority to try and intimidate the large majority of American parents who agree in common sense bathroom and shower privacy for our children, which is absolutely the truth. Are we not sick and tired of the majority having to pander and succumb to this super small minority? NBA Commissioner Adam Silver had worked with other NBA officials to try to get North Carolina to change the law. The NBA thinks they have the power, and they probably do, ultimately, it looks like, and we'll get to that in a moment. But they think they have the power to force a state to change its laws and bend its morality to suit their depravity, all for money. The NBA commissioners worked to try to get North Carolina to change the law, which requires people to use the bathroom in government buildings, school buildings, and universities that correspond to their gender at birth, and prevents local governments from passing anti-discrimination ordinances. The law does not apply to facilities in privately owned buildings. Now, that makes perfect sense to me. I don't understand why there's any problem with that. This glorification of the homosexuals has got to end. I know the Jews don't want that to ever end. They want to continue throwing gasoline on depravity. And just, if you know your history, it's the exact same game they were playing in Germany prior to World War II. So what does the news media do? The news media goes out to, of course, interview people in Charlotte. You know, they almost had to hand them the box of Kleenex. They were all teared up. Oh, God, the NBA All-Star Game's not going to be played in Charlotte. Oh, my God. The only people they interview is a bunch of cucks and fags and dumbasses and greedy misers, you know, all about the money. It's all about the loss of money, you know. And no one, they don't interview a single person that says, hey, you know what, so what? Forget the NBA All-Star Game. Let's stand on our principles. Let's stand on what's right. Let's stand on some moral authority. Let's stand up against this pro-homosexual agenda. No, they don't let anyone like that be interviewed. They find the biggest bunch of bleeding heart, liberal, limp-wristed goobs that they can find, and they give them the pulpit. And, of course, a lot of these, even local news, which, of course, if you watch it, it is a pandemic of political correctness just to try to choke down the news anymore. Sickening. But they all push the most liberal agendas. And, you know, when you get down to it, they try to base it all. Everyone I've spoke to, I spoke to a gentleman a week before last. I was telling my friend Mike about this today. And I was surprised that this person was opposed to the current HB2. And he's opposed to it all about money. It's all about the money. The money don't mean anything to me. If I owned a bar or whatever next to the Coliseum where they're going to play the thing, I would still say, forget the NBA. In fact, you know, this is a personal opinion and everybody can say whatever they want to. If you watched the last 1 minute of any basketball game, you saw the whole thing. Does it not just about every time come down to the last 15 seconds or something? I wouldn't walk across the street to watch the All-Star game of the NBA if I was hungry and they was giving away hot dogs. That's how much I don't care about watching basketball. Okay? Now, if you love it, whatever, that's your business. I couldn't care less. I'm telling you my opinion. But this caving in on everything about money is the epitome of just blatant greed in a society. And to condone any kind of immorality for the sake of money is just despicable. It's just despicable. But it drives right to the heart of the problem in this country is the fact that the majority, and especially white people, don't want to stand for a damn thing. They don't stand for a damn thing. They will go with the flow. Isn't that the truth? That's what I see. That's what I see everywhere I look. The people will just choke down anything. I'm telling you, I've said it before. If the headlines in the newspaper read tomorrow, you've got to go down to City Hall and buy a walking permit. I swear to God, there'd be a line. I'd love to hoax it just to see how many people would do it. But it's just an example. That may be an extreme example. But that is how far we have fallen from people that will stand up and take any action about anything. And the churches aren't going to do anything. Heck, they're running scared that some homosexuals might come and want them to marry them. Everybody's scared some homosexuals might want them to bake a cake. You know, I didn't get to mention it to Patrick, but, Christian Mingle was sued because they didn't have the ability, and they lost because there wasn't the ability for homosexuals. You only had the option to click and say, I'm a man looking for a woman, or I'm a woman looking for a man. You didn't have the option to say, I'm a man looking for a man, or a woman looking for a woman. They were sued and lost. No moral absolutes in this country. The eradication of the alpha male in this country. And look at the youth. I've not seen a more girly looking bunch of young men in my life. Now, I went to a bluegrass event where I made mention I wore my Aryan Pride shirt. And, well, by golly, at that one, I saw a lot of young country, young men. Healthy. And they didn't look like they were probably interested in other young men, if you catch my drift. Okay, we're going to move on from that. I got a lot I want to cover here. This, I'm sure you saw none of this in the news because the mainstream media doesn't cover this with a 10-foot pole. New Observer Online, I've got an RSS feed to their website on thealternativemedia.com. Scroll down and look if you want to get some real news. I'm telling you, you can get up in the morning and you can read the Daily Stormer, the New Observer Online, and maybe Scan Drudge Report, and you've got the news for the day way better, way than you'll ever get off of CNN or NBC or any of the rest of that. All right. At least 4,000 Africans chanting Black Lives Matter and other anti-white racial epithets rioted in London's famous Hyde Park. Several blacks were stabbed, at least 5 police officers were injured, and a supermarket was ransacked. Now think about that for a second. We're talking about London, England. They've not even had any, that I'm aware of, correct me if I'm wrong, but they've not even had any situations of like white police officers shooting blacks in a questionable manner. I mean, they don't even carry guns, right? What, they billy club somebody unjustly? No, I've not seen any of that in the news. 4,000 now. Black Lives Matter is in London. And then they riot. The Africans were only halted in their mayhem by rigorous police action in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Now, if you get on the website and you look, man, when they say mayhem, they must have meant mayhem. I mean, these 4,000 must have about completely chimped out. According to the Metro newspaper, the violence erupted as the spontaneous event disrupted into chaos. Video footage showed Africans chasing people with knives through the busy streets of London. Yeah, I've watched some of this. This multiculturalism is utopia. Diversity is great in London. I mean, when are the people going to wake up to the reality of the situation? This is the result of the recipe of multiculturalism. And we've been told this for decades, but now we're getting to taste the poison. The large crowd of Africans gathered in the park as Britain experienced its hottest day of the year. I'm sure that helped, with temperatures reaching 90 degrees Fahrenheit. As the crowd grew ever larger, spurred on by social media, the Africans turned hostile toward the officers, the Metro said in an understatement. People were heard chanting Black Lives Matter throughout the evening as more and more people kept arriving. 2 people who were not identified by police were stabbed when the violence flared around 8:40. Police said both were taken to the hospital, where one received treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. The condition of the second victim is not known. Police units moved in to disperse the crowd, and the operation lasted into the early hours of Wednesday morning. So, you know, what got me about this story is this is happening in a city where, as far as I know, and I don't live there and I can't scan all there is to know in London, but I don't think they've really had any situations that should spark a 4,000-man riot that I'm aware of. See, they don't need a spark. They're entitled. They're constantly, every problem that could be imagined has been brought on by Whitey, who has given them education, who has given them welfare, has given them all these different benefits. Has anyone ever tried in history to help the black race more than the white race has in America or some of these other European countries? If so, who? Russians, Chinese, Muslims, who? But it doesn't work. I wish it did. I get no pleasure out of having to say this, but I didn't write that story. That is the sad reality, and it's only going to continue to worsen because the mainstream media is not going to do anything else but continue to fan these flames. And between now and November, can you imagine, you know, I think Donald Trump's going to be in North Carolina next week. And we're probably going to, I would suppose, as we get closer to the election, we'll just see the mayhem at the Trump events where, you know, you can't even have a political rally for president without people coming and burning the flag and violence and threats of violence. That's where we're at in America. We're not becoming a safer nation. We're becoming a much, much more violent and hostile country. And it's because, I believe, one, the reason you see the mass voting in support of Trump is the white people have had it. The white people, there is a lot of white people that have just had it. They're sick of the violence. They're sick of the crime. They're sick of stuff like the knockout game. They're sick of the rape. They're sick of the entitlement. And the only thing they're trying to do is go out and vote Donald Trump. And to do that, they're demonized. They're threatened. And they seem to fear being labeled a racist. It's just like in the Turner Diaries. You know, we've moved into the worst thing you can be labeled at is a racist. Although the blacks are blatantly racist. La Raza stands for the race. We're coming up on the break. Back in moments.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the alternative media, Baron in the studio. I tell you what, after the next break, this is a short segment. After the next break, we'll take some phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to get this in. This is an AP article. The Alaska Supreme Court ruled on Friday, this was yesterday, and struck down a state law requiring parental notification of a minor seeking an abortion. The court found the law approved by voters in 2010. How many times have we heard this scenario? The voters spoke, but it violates the state constitution and can't be enforced. Oh, really? Really? That's what they would have you believe. The majority opinion written by Justice Daniel Winfrey states that the court is not concerned with whether abortion is right or wrong or whether abortion should be available to minors without restriction. He said the focus in the case is whether the law complies with the Constitution's equal protection provision, and it does not, he says. Justice Dana Fabe, who was Chief Justice when the case was heard, in a concurring opinion said that while she disagreed with the conclusion that the law violates equal protection, she believes it violates fundamental privacy rights. I believe that the Alaska Constitution permits a parental notification law, but not one that contains provisions that are among the most restrictive of any state's notification laws. Whatever. Justice Craig Stowers dissented. The law was challenged by Planned Parenthood of the Greater Northwest and others who argued, among other things, that the law violates minors' privacy rights and the due process rights of minors and abortion providers. Under the law, parents are to be notified if an unmarried minor who is not emancipated seeks an abortion. There is a 48-hour waiting period between notification and an abortion absent a parent's written consent. The law does not include an exception for medical emergencies and allows for a minor to go to a judge to bypass the notification process. So a minor can go to a judge and bypass that. Christine Charbonne, maybe, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and Hawaiian Islands, held Friday's decision. She says everyone wants teens to be safe. So, you know, this is another situation where the people of Alaska voted for what they wanted the law to be. What they wanted their representatives to do. Probably because they believe that this is supposed to be some sort of representative form of government where the people have a voice. But every time the liberals come along and challenge it, and then the judges, whether they be federal or in this case their Supreme Court, finds a way to eradicate it or eliminate it or bypass it or circumvent it. So it is the continual undermining of the relationship between a parent and their child. It, you know, if they had tried this kind of stuff, you know, just mere, I don't know, decades ago, 40, 50 years, the people would have rioted for the government to have this much influence and to be involved in matters that are family and to dictate to the family. But we are fastly moving. I heard on a radio broadcast early one morning this week where Roy was talking about the movie Idiocracy. And if you've never seen it, you certainly should watch it, because that is the mentality of this society as we go forward. People are getting less intelligent by far. And it's at an alarming rate, and it's really the IQs are dropping, and it, of course, the it is the result of our conditioning in the public retardation system. I mean, there's so many different factors, the nutritionless food, but if we don't move to a merit based system, where people get promotions and jobs based on their merit, they get scholarships based on their merit, and move away from this ridiculous entitlement welfare nanny state, God only knows what the future is going to hold for this next generation, especially how they are continually directed into the technology. And, of course, they embrace it. I think we are seeing society really on a brink in so many different ways. You know, I know a lot of people think if Donald Trump gets to be president, he can make radical, drastic changes, and I guess he can definitely make some changes. I think it's probably going to fall far short of what we really, really need. And we're going to take your phone calls. We'll come back. What is the feeling freedom? We'll see you back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio, taking your phone calls 1-800-313-9443. You can comment on any of this, maybe share some other news, agree, disagree. We're going to go to Mark in Florida. How you doing tonight, Mark?
I'm doing well, Farron. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Well, I got to think back a little bit. And I got a dad and a grandpa and a great-grandpa and a great-great-grandpa and a great-great-great-grandpa. And I can only remember, like, grandpa back. I can't remember great-grandpa back. So all these guys had something to do with it or was detoured onto other things and wasn't able to pay attention to what's going on. But I like the white guys thing, except the white guys are what's getting me, and I'm white, so I gotta hide from the white guys. Nixon, name them. Nixon, Clinton, Bush. So, gotta be careful which white guys are we gonna allow control. Except for me and you.
Well, I think
we'd be fine. We probably go ahead.
I think probably these presidents that you're referring to, like Nixon, you know, Nixon, he's been recorded. There's recordings where he acknowledged the fact of, you know, the Jewish power and the dominance. He just was too much of a sellout traitor and a coward to, you know, take it on firsthand. If he had, then we maybe wouldn't have the situation that we have now. But, you know, I'll be the first to admit, yeah, we've got white people that have sold us out, that prefer
Eisenhower, you know, Eisenhower,
FDR,
bad things. I mean, who's that general that they off to roll him over on a Jeep, rolled over on him? MacArthur?
Yeah, and Patton was shot, yeah.
Patton was a good guy. I think MacArthur was. Grover Cleveland. Lysander Spooner. Lysander Spooner's a favorite. Frederick Bastet. Or Bastois. Like Detroit, I don't know. Bastois is French. There's got to be a peace where you let your fellow man be. Right now, we got to rein in a government that's just so overwhelming. A cop has 15 tools around his waist. He's walking around all day. Sooner or later, he's got to pick a tool and use it, because or his life means nothing sitting there in a car waiting for nothing. I don't know. It's all around bad situation. You got to become a county executive to. I don't know. Do you think you could do? You ran for office. I ran for office. I got some votes. I ran as a Republican a long time ago, and it was fun. I had some little bouts with the state about forming a committee, which I never did because I didn't have to. But it's hard. You got to get in and take it over, become it, and not kill people while you do it.
Hey, you know, I said Patton was shot. He was in a car accident and died a couple of days or somewhat later, and it seemed really fishy. But I'm sorry, I'm misquoted. I had my. But, you know, here's the thing, Mark. Do you think we can ever in this country, and this is, you give me your honest opinion. Do you think we can ever bring these races together and really live harmoniously? Because history has shown us with Haiti and Liberia and some of these other places that it's just not going to work. And I'm about to the point of, you know, just not trying anymore, because I'm tired of turning on the TV and seeing locally here where I live just a predominant amount of crime. I mean, just overwhelming amount of crime committed by the black race. I mean, I don't make up the news. I don't put on,
But if you went to a white town, it'd be the white guys would be doing the bad things. It's just if you go to Haiti, they all got dark skin. The crime is going to be by dark skin people because those are the majority.
But like Haiti, we've rebuilt that like three times, and every time we turn it back over to them, they just tear it apart. I mean, Chicago. Look at the murder rate in Chicago. You know, the murder rate in Davie County is not that, but we're 94% white. Left. Well,
Chicago people live on top of each other. Boy, that'd be a tough place to. Man, I wouldn't like all the concrete. That would just kill me.
Me neither.
So, and you're out. You know, I try to be. I'm not out, but I'm not. I'm not stacked on anybody. Have space, I don't know. It's hard to have space.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the black race in America really wants to live harmoniously and, you know, get jobs and start businesses and live peacefully in this society? Because I think there's a large...
I believe they do. And if people just... It's a government thing. You got to turn off this government thing. It's causing the black man to act the way he acts. He's only allowed to act one way.
If we did,
he ain't allowed to be with his wife and his children, or they all starve.
Well, you know,
so his wife and kids get fed, and he gets chased around.
Well, that's because they get on the government system. Nobody's they can graduate high school, go to college. You know, if we did turn
they off, they do. There's a lot of them that do. You'd have to say Thomas Sowell, and I can't think of the other gentleman's name.
Well, sure, there's some.
Thomas Sowell is one.
The majority don't.
Sammy Davis Jr. He did what he had to do, but. Hey, he was smart, and boy, man, was he talented.
Let me throw this in, Mark. If you cut off the government system, if the EBT cards was cut off today, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Chicago, you could name the cities that would go up in flames before 2 days is over. They would if you cut the teat off to the black race, they would explode.
If you eliminated the permits to work, they would be okay. If you cut off the food stamps and also eliminated all permits for people, for a private man or woman, if you did that, they would be okay. Then they could trade and do their trade man to man at arm's length, and they wouldn't bother anyone. In fact, people would be happy to assimilate, I suppose, as much as they wanted to.
Well, after, well, I guess...
If grandpa to work didn't have to jump through 50 hoops and prove to somebody that he had their permission to do whatever he wanted to do, and he was a plumber, and today you don't realize that they've got it built into the system so much now that you don't even comprehend that it's there, that you're asking for permission to sustain your life.
Oh, I'm with you. I mean, I understand if you want to be a plumber in this state now, you've got to apprentice. You can't just go to school and then pass the test and even be a plumber. You've got to apprentice, and, you know, everything's got continuing ed. But, you know, that's across the board. That's white and black. Everybody's got to do it. They don't give a separate bar exam if you're black. If you got to pass the bar, it's the same bar as
They do by forcing you through public schools and things. Because if you was 8 years old and you wanted to be a plumber, you'd get to be a plumber. But they force you to stay in school and tell you you can't work till you're 16. There's a whole lot of mess with this system and these government people that, like I said, they got 15 tools on their belt. They got to use it sometime, or they have no purpose of being there. So that's why they keep enforcing everything. That's the only way you can maintain control is by expanding.
Well, you know, in Africa, they don't have the same oppressive permit system. What has kept the black race in Africa from, you know, manufacturing cars or going to the moon or, you know, creating great orchestras or doing any of these things over all of these centuries?
Well, I suppose their orchestras would be more of a jungle dance type of theme than anything else, but. And maybe there's been people that's held them back or kept them out because we did, after all, the trade ships in the early colonies who were trading from Africa to here, so they kind of cleared it out and left a few people behind, and now it takes a while to repopulate, I guess.
Wow. All right. Well,
all the Africans were brought here, and now we're going to tell them, you got to be good, you got to be clean. Well, I don't know.
Well, thank you so much.
It's a tough job, Farron. It's really tough. It's a tough thought, but enjoy and thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Mike in Colorado, patiently holding 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Mike, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
Doing good, sir. Doing good.
Good show as usual. The reason I called was I know you're kind of down on the general public. But if you remember history, about 50% of the U.S. population were Tories. About 47% didn't want to get involved, and about 3% are what caused the revolution. So I don't know that it's fair for you to expect a mass consciousness awakening when only 3% ever really get it. They're the only ones that really understand. And you're in that group that does get it, and your audience is, and RBN is. And so when you talk about this or think about this, I want you to try to remember that.
That is true, and it does frustrate me. But, you know, one of the things now that's so different, Mike, is, you know, we've got all the tools and ability to, you know, before, back then, of course, you know, they were using pamphlets to try to wake people up, pamphleteers, and, you know, you didn't even have really even newspapers. And then through the 19th century, you know, they had the control of the major media. Now we've got the internet, we've got so many different tools, and it just frustrates me when I can show people, you know, just absolute proof of what some of the situation is here, but yet, you know, they still want to deny it. But I appreciate the kind words, because it does help me to feel a little better. I do appreciate that.
Well, sure, and you're welcome, and it's always going to be 3%. It doesn't. We could have five internets with a flood of information. 47% of the people don't care. They're doing their own thing. It's none of their business. 50% love the security of the EBT cards and the welfare. It's always going to be a small remnant, which is what the Bible called it, the remnant. Right?
That's right. That's right. I just wonder, you know, in this situation with, you know, the surveillance, it seems like kind of the beat down mentality that a lot of people, is 3% going to do it again? I don't know. Maybe I try to be optimistic. Maybe, and it probably, maybe it is 3% these days. I don't know.
Well, maybe, maybe not, but still 3% is 10 million people. That's a whole bunch of people. Right?
Yeah, and you know, when you look at, when you look at the amount of people that's really coming out for Trump, I know there's all kinds of various reasons that they're coming out. They're not all white nationalists or whatever, but at least they're showing signs that they're completely fed up with the status quo, because he is. Yeah, I thought and if you heard his speech Thursday night, I'd like to get your opinion of it, because I thought he really made some good points. I mean, when's the last time you heard a presidential candidate coming out and saying the system is rigged, the media is liars? You know, you just don't.
Hey, not in my lifetime. I've never heard that. And it almost sounded as if you were listening to RBN. So, like, yep. Trump has got an RBN channel, because the things he talks about, people don't know. And as they learn it and as they understand it, whether they're white, black, Mexican, Chinese, or whatever, they're going to stop and say, wait a minute. I didn't know I was a slave. Now that I know I'm a slave, maybe I'll do something about it, maybe I won't. But I think with as much passion as you put into your work and your running for office and your radio show, don't get depressed, because literally 3 to 5% is all that's ever going to get it.
Hey, let me ask you this. What is your opinion of David Duke running for Senate in Louisiana? You think it'll help to wake people up? You think he's got a chance at winning, or what's your thoughts?
Unfortunately, I don't think he'll win, because he's got, his name has been so tarnished, whether factual or not, most likely not. He's like the Pinto or the Vega, where if you bought a Pinto, it exploded when you got rear-ended. Nobody would buy a Pinto. So his message may be on track, and his knowledge may be exactly right. But I mean, I live in Colorado, and I'm 48 years old, and my first reference of the name David Duke was the Klan.
I know.
And that's unfortunate, because it's not true. It's something that was tagged on him and that he's stuck with, so I don't think he's got a chance.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out there. And in case you're right, and you could be, there's one thing about it. He will get a lot of media attention, and he will get his message out to places he would have never, ever, 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 ever got. lest he run for office like this. And you know, it's probably the most dangerous time in history for David Duke to be out in the public like that with his, as radical as the opposition has gotten in this country. I mean, I just can't imagine what we'll see between now and November with him.
Absolutely, and they may attempt to take his life, which is tragic for any human being. And in reference to your last caller, living in Colorado, all of our crimes are committed by Mexicans. They're not black people. They're not, well, they're white people, and Mexicans commit all the crime here because that's what we have the majority of. And I think as we process all of this conversation, we really should be like four different countries. We should be the West Coast, the Midwest, the Northeast, and the Southeast, because we're so damn different, it's not even funny.
Hey, hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Mike in Colorado, Dan in Washington coming up, Blue in Tennessee. Back in moments.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. We got Mike in Colorado, Dan coming up, then Blue. Hey, Mike, do you think the answer is ultimately segregation?
Personally, no. I think human beings are all wired the same way. unless the world and media tells us we're different, because we're not. We all have the same urges. We all have the same desires. We all get hungry. We all need sleep. We all need sex. We all need water. And I think the, from a personal standpoint, part of why I like your show and why I listen to you is because you have such a passion to try to figure this out. But I think there's a black guy somewhere in New Jersey on a radio show that we don't know about that's doing the exact same thing. He's trying to figure this out, trying to make sense of it. Everybody, most everybody, wants liberty and freedom just like nature. We all want to be free. So I don't think segregation is the answer.
Well, you know, I have of late, because of the violence, I have wondered if segregation wasn't the ultimate, you know, because your race is your extended family. I would love for everybody to get along. I have no axe to grind. I know I sound like a racist at times.
No, you don't.
I'm sure I do, but I don't want to hurt other people. I'm not wanting to kill other people or anything. I want people to live in peace and harmony. I want much, much smaller government. I don't want all these wars. But I grew up. My father was a minister. I grew up where church's doors wasn't locked. I remember where we never locked our car doors when I was a kid. We didn't. Right. You didn't go back to the car and the door was locked. We never, ever, ever locked the car doors. Now your car door's locked for you. You know, they program it into your car. Every time I get out, you know, the door is freaking locked. I can't open the back door because the car's thinking for me. It just infuriates me. But I guess, you know, the society's so violent, they need to pre-program that into the car. I don't know. But it's changed that much, and I'm about your age. So that it's changed that much in my lifetime. And, of course, the violence is just off of that. So I've kind of thrown in the towel on mankind to live together because, you know, we segregate ourselves. We segregate ourselves. On Sunday morning, we segregate ourselves. A lot of the barbershops, even some of the restaurants, we segregate ourselves. People prefer it in certain areas. They just do. They do it, and that's why they do it. They prefer it. But the government doesn't give us the freedom of association. Like, if you got a house you want to rent, you can't just rent it to who you want to. You got to rent it to anybody that wants to come and rent it. That's the law. That's the law in North Carolina anyway. You can't discriminate. And I think there's good and bad in that, but I don't have my freedom of association. I don't have my right to do what I want to with my own stuff. The government's involved. And that's not freedom. That's the opposite of freedom. That's unfreedom, de-freedom, whatever you want to call it. And it's just like the first caller, Mark in Florida, which I disagreed with a lot of what he had to say, but some I did agree with. And, you know, I don't see us moving as a more harmonious society. Hold on. Thanks so much, Mike. We'll come back after the top of the hour with Dan Blue, and they're stacking up. Thanks so much for the phone call. We'll be back in moments.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your
your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the alternative media exposing government.